Bloody Mary Podcast.
Welcome to the Bloody Mary Podcast, where we talk about all things horror while drinking a Bloody Mary. I'm Jesse.
And I'm Tammy. And we are totally married. We got our Bloody Marys, and tonight we're talking about stuff.
We are.
Stuff and things.
Yeah.
Things and stuff.
I'm just going to talk about some shit. So I want to talk about, horror news. What's going on in the world of horror?
All right.
The big thing right now is the Exorcist trailer dropped not too long ago.
It did, yes.
We just saw it recently in the theater before a film. Saw it before then, just online.
Mm-hmm.
And I want to say that I'm not the biggest fan of the Exorcist franchise.
I'm not either.
Like, I've seen them all. Most of them suck. The first one is a classic, but it's not for me. So seeing the trailer, I mean, it looks like an average possession film.
It does.
But I'm going in with like zero expectations.
Mm-hmm.
Because I don't have a stock in the franchise.
Right. I don't even know the last time I watched an Exorcist movie.
Yeah.
Like, I feel like it's been like since the 90s.
Oh, wow. I actually saw like the last Exorcist movie in the theater.
Really?
Yeah. It was, so there's Exorcist 1, 2, and 3. And then the fourth Exorcist is two films. So get this.
I don't think I saw that.
I forget what it was called. Exorcist something. Some stupid subtitle. But
of Emily Rose?
No.
No.
That's not.
That's a different one.
That's not the Exorcist film's wife. Oh my God.
See, that's how much I know about the Exorcist films.
Anyways, they shot the movie, and for some reason, the producers didn't like it or anything. So they brought in a new director, Rennie Harlan. I believe it was Rennie Harlan who directed Nightmare on Elm Street 4, on top of some other things. And he directed it again with the same cast. So the same cast and crew had to make the exact same movie twice. And then the second one that Rennie Harlan made is the one that hit theaters. I went and saw it in the theaters.
Okay.
It bombed. They released the original one on video when the other one came out on video too, so you could see them both. And for the most part, it's the same movie with just different directing styles. And the biggest thing that I remember is who is possessed. And the one that they didn't like, it was, God, I can't remember. I think it was an Indian boy or girl. And then in the other one, it was someone white, maybe. I can't remember.
I don't think I saw that one.
Yeah. So I've seen them all. Anyways, the new trailer, and this is from David Gordon Green, who recently did the last three Halloween films, the Gordon Green's Halloweens.
We all know how I feel about those.
Well, I think his Halloween trilogy sits comfortably in the middle for me for the Halloween franchise. They're definitely not the best films, and I don't think they're the worst of the franchise. I think they sit right in the middle there for me.
Yeah.
You know?
I mean,
Yeah, I mean, Halloween Kills, it sucks, but I don't think it's the worst Halloween movie.
No, but this gets me so mad every time I think about it. Every time I think about it, I'm angry. So I can't.
Yeah.
I can't.
And I know that, like, we are in the minority of we like the last one of his trilogy the best.
Yeah.
Yeah. So I'm just going in with zero expectations to this one. I mean, the trailer. And I was talking to you about this. Like, I feel like we're done with this whole thing of bringing legacy characters back in. Like,
yes.
It's worked for a while, and not just with horror. Like, Star Wars, they brought in Harrison Ford, bring in the old people, and then you bring in your...
Then you bring in the new blood.
Yeah. And it works. It worked with Scream. You brought that in. And they did it with Halloween with Jamie Lee. And now seeing Ellen Bernstein come back, I'm like, oh, fuck, you're doing this again? It was the first time I felt that, like, seeing... I was like, oh,
yeah.
Like, stop doing this. So, I don't know. I wonder if other people are feeling that, too.
It's played out now.
I think the legacy thing is played out. I think it's time to do other shit.
Yeah. Yeah. Just either remake it or...
You can
continue it on, but we don't need to see the people from 30 years ago.
Yeah. I mean, yeah, I think I'm over that for the most part.
Yeah, I agree. And especially on, like, this one, I don't give a fuck.
Yeah.
I don't give a fuck at all. Because when you're like, oh, I was like, oh, yeah, that's right.
Yeah.
Like, I didn't, because I haven't seen The Exorcist in for fucking ever. So.
Yeah. I mean, it's a run-of-the-mill thing. It's like, she gets possessed, and they bring an exorcist in, and.
Right.
the main priest dies.
Right.
And she gets exorcised.
Right.
That's the movie.
Mm-hmm.
That's it.
And like split pea soup vomit and like head turning around. Mm-hmm. I mean, that's really.
And then the second one is weird as fuck. The third one has some really terrifying moments in it. And then, wasn't it a TV series?
I had no idea.
I think it was.
Huh.
Anyways, what do you think? Are you excited to see it? Or are you me where it's just your.
I'm not. Are we going to go see it in the theater? Or are we going to wait till it streams?
We're going to go see it in the theater.
Okay.
Yeah. We got it. We got to see that. And then. We don't have a trailer yet. I'm hearing it's supposed to drop today or tomorrow, for Saw 10.
Oh, fuck
we
no.
We got a poster.
No.
Saw 10 is coming.
Fuck no. God damn it. I don't care about John Kramer. I stopped caring about John Kramer after the first fucking movie.
You know, I think it's not our generation. I think it's like my brother's generation, your brother's generation. I think if you're maybe 35 and under, John Kramer can be a horror icon for you, but he's not for me.
No, it was great. The first movie was fucking brilliant.
I love the first one.
And then they just ruined it all by 10 now fucking 9 others.
Half of the Saw franchise is flashbacks.
It is, and I don't care.
Yeah.
I don't fucking, why do we need to know what John Kramer did now again?
Well, if you put it in the frame of like, you know, it's Freddy Krueger or it's Jason Voorhees, like you gotta have him in your movie. Like that's why.
I don't care.
Like, I know you don't care.
Freddy and Jason and Michael, they're way cooler than John Kramer.
But check out the plot. John Kramer is back. The most disturbing installment of the Saw franchise yet explores the untold chapter of Jigsaw's most personal game. Set between the events of Saw 1 and 2, a sick and desperate John travels to Mexico for a risky and experimental medical procedure in hopes of a miracle cure for his cancer, only to discover the entire operation is a scam to defraud the most vulnerable. Blah, 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 blah. So really what you're saying is Saw 10 is Saw 2. If this takes place between Saw 1 and Saw 2, Saw 10 is the real Saw 2.
What the fuck? I don't care. Right. I don't care. I stop caring after the second, one, fine. And then it just keeps going and fucking going.
Yeah.
And I don't give a shit.
I thought we were onto something when they did Spiral with Chris Rock.
You
branch it off. Okay, we can go Spiral. Let's keep going. And in that, John Kramer has existed in the world and he's influenced the world. He's not involved in it.
Right. He's like a messiah for people who are like, cool, do that.
I
bring in fresh blood. I don't want to fucking know what happened to him between 1 and 2 because I didn't care about what happened to him in 2 or 3 or fucking 4 or 5, 6, 7, 8, 9.
But who knows? Maybe they're going to tie in Spiral with this because, I mean, the only way that I can see myself enjoying this one is if it was from the beginning to the end, zero flashbacks. And just the movie it is. If it's takes place between 1 and 2, and if it's just this plot of him going to Mexico, getting fucked over by doctors, and then creating traps, and then killing these doctors in Mexico, then coming back home and you start 2, I'm on board with that. I don't want flashbacks. I don't want it to fucking connect to shit. I don't need flashbacks. Just give me a movie from start to finish. No flashbacks is the only way I would give it a chance. So you're not giving it a chance at all.
You're going to make me go to the theater.
Yeah.
And I'm going to sit in there and be like, fucking don't care.
Mm-hmm.
Because also this guy is like, 20 years older than between 1 and 2?
Logistically. So I don't know. Let's just throw a number out there. Say he was 40 when he made Saw.
No, he's 60.
And this is 20 years later. So he's 60. You can tell. He's not.
So are we going to get some weird CGI face?
Oh my God. I hope it's so terrible. I hope it's like super like de-aged through the whole thing. Like, just.
Like Billy Loomis in Scream, but worse.
Yeah. It's going to be like, what the fuck was that Scorsese film on Netflix where they de-aged
The Irishman.
Yeah.
Yeah.
It's going to be like that, but with fucking John Kramer.
With John. I don't care. I don't care. I don't care.
Well, let's move on from Saw 10 then. Beyond, well, this isn't your wheelhouse, but coming out soon is the Texas Chainsaw Massacre video game next month.
Ooh.
That I'm excited for. The team that made the Friday the 13th game is behind it.
Mm-hmm.
And I know Kane Hodder got in there and did motion capture for Bubba.
Ooh, okay.
And then Scout Taylor Compton went in there and did motion capture for another character and a couple other people. I just can't remember their names. But I'm looking forward to playing that.
I'll come watch. I usually watch you play them once, like your horror when you first get them.
Yeah.
But I'm not a video game person.
Yeah, so I'm looking forward to that one.
But
there's a shit ton of Walking Dead spinoffs. Well, there's one out now, and I haven't seen. So I watched all of Walking Dead, and like towards the half of the show sucks, with like moments of greatness here and there.
Mm-hmm.
Like we've talked about this before, like past, I don't know, season three, in like their fucking 24 episode seasons, you probably get like 5 good episodes. Yeah.
You know my thought on
yeah.
I can't stand Andrew Lincoln's face, and I fucking hate Rick. Hate Rick. Hate his face.
This is
he always looks wet and sweaty, and I just can't stand his face.
I so far every single thing we've talked about, you have complained and hated almost.
The Exorcist I don't care about. I have no stock in it.
Yeah.
Fuck John Kramer and Saw. I'm tired of stop it.
But anyways, there's
Dead City,
I think, is out. And then a trailer dropped for fucking Daryl. Is it just called Daryl?
I think it's just called Daryl.
It should just be called Just Daryl.
Just Daryl.
Just Daryl. And then I forget what the one's called with Michonne and Rick. Like
I don't care about
something.
That.
Yeah, it's so dumb because when the series ended, it's like, if you're just doing these characters, why not just keep making Walking Dead?
Right, because in Walking Dead, you go off on different storylines anyways.
Yeah, I don't.
So I don't understand why you had whole new fucking 3 shows.
Yeah, I mean, it's a series that needs to end. You know, that's a fun topic. How about this? What are some horror series that you think should end, and what are some that you think should be brought back? I could say I think American Horror Story should stop.
Yeah, I did not like the last ones.
The last season. I haven't seen New York, but I watched the double feature. You watched part of it, but oh, that was awful.
I couldn't even make it through the first double feature. It was boring and awful. Yeah. And what is the new one? Has fucking Kim Kardashian in it?
Yeah, the one coming. Yeah, I don't know. Though 1984 was really good. That's my favorite season.
That one
was one of the later
super
ones.
Fun.
But yeah. I think that should end.
I agree. I think that should end. I think Walking Dead. Like, why do we have to have 3 other fucking shows?
Yeah, I think that's unnecessary.
I think. Are we talking TV shows?
Yeah,
we're
talking TV shows.
Hmm.
Yeah.
Well, okay. Well, not ending, but they are making a Friday the 13th TV show.
Yeah.
Which I am excited about.
Yeah, me too.
To see where they go.
I'm really excited for that one. I think they should bring Hannibal back for another season.
Oh, yeah.
I think that should come back.
Hannibal is just fucking great and beautiful. It's beautiful.
It was kind of horror, but I don't know. It was 15 years ago. HBO did Carnival.
Oh, yeah. I liked that. You gave me the DVDs I used to watch
them. Two seasons of that, and that got canceled. That should come back.
Mm-hmm.
I don't know. What else? What else is out there? You know, what's the one with the werewolf transformation that just got weird?
Oh,
Hemlock Grove.
Hemlock Grove, which that was the most disappointing fucking. Like, I remember.
I want to watch it again. I really want to watch that again just to check, just to double check.
The first season was great. And that was like that is one of the best werewolf transformations.
It was really good.
I've ever watched.
It's up there. It's like, you know.
It is so good. It
has to be at least top 3.
So good.
Yeah.
And then they end it with flying pterodactyls and bloody tits. And not in like a good way.
I remember
they just
like
step on it.
Like they like squished the big bad. It was a worm or something.
No, it was like a little pterodactyl thingy. It was like I don't even know. They just stepped on it.
Oh, like little worms or fish like went into like the river at the end.
I don't even remember. I just remember we were like, what? Like it just started off so good and then ended. And it was like we only got 1 season left. Let's just fucking throw shit at the wall and see what happens. Flying pterodactyls.
That was like one of Netflix's first shows.
Yeah.
for sure. Yeah. I would like to see that come back.
Yeah.
I would like to see those characters. Are they both dead? Didn't they both die?
I can't remember.
Me either. I think they're both dead. I know Wolf Boy's dead.
I think Roman died.
Yeah.
I mean, that was kind of the start of Bill Skarsgård in his horror.
And I don't know what happened to Wolf Boy. I haven't seen him in anything since that. And you know what's crazy? I think he was in like a Viking-ish show or something like that.
I feel like I have, and I can't remember what it was. But I remember
watching Hemlock Grove, and I was like, this kid's going to go somewhere. And I don't know. Maybe he did, but I haven't seen him in anything.
I'll have to look that up later.
Yeah. Yeah. You know what trailer we just saw recently? The Last Voyage of Demeter? That looks good.
That does look good. It's...
I want to see that. That looks really cool.
Dracula on a boat.
Yeah.
With a dude from Game of Thrones.
Yeah, check out that trailer if you haven't seen it. It's like Pirate Days, or right?
Well, I don't know if it's necessarily Pirate Days, but it's like back when you got to take a ship to go places.
It's Pirate Days. It's Pirate Days. So just imagine you're on a pirate ship with a bunch of people, and then Dracula's on board, or a vampire.
It's like they're a boat that takes whatever they don't.
Yeah.
They just load the boat and they take it to where they need to go and they don't ask questions.
Which would be a pirate ship.
Yes.
Or a pirate ship.
But I don't know if it's a pirate ship because pirates would be like, what's in it? And then open it.
I don't know.
But it was really cool because when's the last time you saw like a scary movie on a fucking ship? A boat, but like a fucking wood ship.
Yeah.
I don't think I've ever seen one.
Yeah, I couldn't tell you. I mean, I know like the obvious ones. We got Ghost Ship. Right here, but yeah, I couldn't.
Yeah, but that's like a goat. Like this is like vampires on a boat.
Yeah, I don't know. That's a good one. But I'd have it to did think look
good.
That. Yeah,
I'm excited for that one. We're getting a lot of horror. So my question is for you: do you think I feel like we're getting a ton of horror this year?
Yeah, more like last than
we've
year. Had. Yeah.
Like we got some last year, but like I just feel like we're just getting a lot more. It's do you think lot. It's because the world is shit right now, and horror is like people want to watch that because of the time that we're
I don't think it has to do with that. I don't think so.
No,
you know, because horror has always been around.
It has, but I just want to know, like, there's ebbs and flows to it. Like, it's super popular and there we get a lot and then we don't get a lot and then we get a lot. So I was just wondering if like you think it's because of what's happening in the world today, and it's like the world is scary, but let's make scary things that will scare you, but you know at the end of the day that they're not scary because it's just a movie.
Maybe.
I don't know.
Yeah. I mean, sure.
I mean,
but then like the number one movie in the country right now is Barbie, so.
That's very true.
So, I don't know. I know true. Theaters are coming back from COVID for sure. I think people are, you know.
Yeah.
I don't think it's back to 100, but it's getting closer.
Oh, absolutely.
Yeah. And everyone going to see Barbie and Oppenheimer, just go see horror movies instead. Just do that.
Barbie was good, but horror movies.
Yeah.
Always a good thing too.
Yeah.
Yeah.
I don't know.
What else do you want to talk about?
What do you think? What do you think they're going to do with Scream 7? Scream 6 made a shit ton of money.
It did.
Jenna Ortega is the hot ticket.
She is. Yeah.
Do you think they're going to stay in New York? Do you think they're going to go back to Woodsboro? Do you think they're going to do a whole new setting? God, I think I asked you and Sean, you know, comes on for like all the Scream stuff, but I asked you like, what do they do? The two main characters, was it Sam and
Tara?
Like, what do they do for school and for a living? Like, I know Sam worked at the bowling alley, but then what was she doing in this one?
And I don't know. Nothing.
Because she wasn't even going to college there.
It was just Tara going to college.
So do you remember what Tara was going to college for?
No.
Yeah.
I think they just picked the farthest away from Woodsboro.
Yeah.
They're going to college, which didn't end well.
I mean, because that would probably be something you hit on when you make a 7, because, you know, high school, college, real life.
Well, I really do think that it kind of mirrors the first three, because they went to college in the second one. And they went to college in this.
Yeah.
The set in 6. So what did they do in 3? Went to Hollywood?
Yeah, they're making a movie. They're on the set of the film.
They're making a movie. So are we getting a new Stab movie? And then I don't know.
I don't want that.
I don't either.
Yeah. I don't know. I think it would be, you know, really interesting to do something different, I think, for sure, this time. Like, I wouldn't mind... a secluded location with them, like out in the woods in the wintertime. Like another setting could be fun, because New York worked really well having a new setting.
Right. Yeah, I mean, they hide themselves away because fucking no matter where they go, people are going to kill them.
Or a standalone where they're someone's after Neve Campbell.
And we get Stu back? Do we get Stu back?
I don't know. I don't think we're ever going to get Stu back.
I don't think we are either. I think they're just going to make us think that we are, and then people are hoping, and then we'll never get it.
Yeah. God, I don't know what
they
do.
But I don't know what they're going to do, because, like, what can you do?
Whatever you want. The world's your oyster.
I don't know if I don't know.
Well, I think the one thing I want to see is Sam become a villain.
I would like to see that. Have her turn around.
Tara has to stop her.
Tara has to kill her sister.
Yeah.
Because she, you know, have gone crazy, and she is Billy Loomis's daughter. And,
yeah.
And you know that she can stab some people because she stabs a lot. When she kills someone, she's fucking killing them.
or give us like completely supernatural, and like when she goes full killer, like Billy Loomis is like reincarnated.
Yeah, maybe. She touches a hand.
Yeah.
Maybe. No, I don't know. I would not like to have Scream be anywhere near Supernatural.
No.
Quite frankly, no.
You don't want him to do a... Oh, I know what you did last summer.
So, oh, that's right.
So that's coming. They're talking with Jennifer Love Hewitt and Freddie Prinze to return.
Right,
and
right.
And so that one, I don't know what you're going to do with that, because... Is someone still super duper know what these people did 25 years ago last summer?
Or like their daughter does something and they're like, oh, we have, first of all, you need to twirl like the sound of fucking music and scream at the sky.
Yeah. So what would you think the plot would be? Like if you were thrown into that room and you're like, okay, we're in the writer's room for I Know What You Did Last Summer. We're going to continue with it. What ideas do you have? What are you throwing at the board?
What are we throwing at the board? A long lost sister?
A long lost sister?
That, you know, the...
From what, the villain?
The villain or a daughter. We got the son, right? And two.
Yeah.
Three went supernatural.
It did. So that's my question. Is Supernatural canon in this? Because in part three, it was Ben Willis as a zombie ghost killing
that's
people.
That's true. So if they bring
or
that,
a zombie or a ghost, but I really think they're not going to consider that canon.
I don't think they are. I think they're going to pretend like that didn't happen. So, although it was better, not better, but like it was more entertaining parts than the others.
Yeah. Yeah, I don't know. Like, are these two married? And then I just don't know what the fuck they're going to do with an I Know What You Did Last Summer legacy remake.
Right. Like, first of all, again, why? Yeah. We are over. Have missed this fucking boat.
Yeah.
Like, you should have done it 3 years ago.
Yeah.
You missed the boat, kids. Jennifer Love Hewitt can stay over here and never come back again as Julie, because you know I can't stand her.
They're coming back.
And they tried the TV show. The TV show didn't work.
We made it one episode in.
We did.
Yeah.
Like, the TV show didn't work. And now we're going to bring the movie back. We're going to be like, oh, let's bring Jennifer Love Hewitt and Freddie Prinze. Why? First of all, Freddie Prinze phoned that shit in both times.
A lot of people love the movie, though. A lot of people, when they think of, you know, those classic 90s slashers, it's Scream and it's I Know What You Did Last Summer. Those are the top two.
I know. And then when you watch I Know What You Did Last Summer again, you're like, this is the worst fucking movie. Why did I think this was good?
You're on one today.
I fucking am on one today.
What else do you hate? Come on, no. What else do you hate about horror right now?
Oh, let's see. We already covered Saw, which I really never want to see again. But I'm going to have to.
Yep, you are.
You're going to make me see I Know What You Did Last Summer in the theater.
You know you're going to want to see it.
I know what you did last summer 25 years ago.
Yeah, all right. You know what's ripe for more films? Nightmare on Elm Street. Let's
bring that back, because, you know, they may or may not have tried to do that. We don't speak about that because that's the worst. Pretty sure we broke that DVD on one of our podcasts.
We did. Yeah.
but not the Blu-ray. And then I'd like to see them bring it back.
Yeah.
And do something cool with it this time.
So do you want a brand new Freddy?
Yes.
Do you want... Robert Englund's getting pretty old, and I think like he would don the makeup if he just had to like hang out for a cameo.
I think we need a new Freddy, but we need not one that sounds like he has a fucking cold.
Yeah.
And he's funny and like has charisma. I don't know. Like
you do. You need. I would like if they did that. They need to go back to that. Don't be serious. I like the. You can be a little serious, but I like the one liner. I like the.
Oh, that's part of his fun.
The fun of right? Freddy. Yeah. I mean, you have the first one. There's more horror.
But he still has some one liners, and he still is quippy.
Yeah, you need someone charismatic to play him.
Yeah, and I
and
know
you can't make you can't go full on and say that he rapes kids. No. Like they did in the remake.
Yeah.
Like in, I think all of the other ones, he was a child murderer. Mm-hmm. I mean, if you like look into it, you know, maybe he flirts with his victims, but not the kids. Mm-hmm. So he just kills kids. They didn't go outright and say he's just banging kids in the fucking boiler room.
Right. That one was just, yeah, that was just the worst. The casting all around is terrible. So yeah. I would like to see them bring it back and do it right this time. As much as I love Halloween, I don't want to see any more for a while. Because
yeah,
we had our trilogy and thing, whatever.
Oh, we'll get fine. Some. We'll get some more Halloween soon.
I want a break.
You want a break from Halloween?
Right. I want a break because they make me very upset, the last ones.
Yeah, a lot of things do, apparently. Well, let's see. It looks like you have a fun game.
Oh, I have our game. Like, do you remember our game?
Yeah, so yes, let's play a game, right? That'll be fun for you.
All right, so we have the game where we have...
S-O... No, keep playing the game.
Uh-huh.
All right.
Whatever. So we have weapon, villain, final girl, and setting. And we pick one of each and we, like... Is it who will survive? Will the killer kill whoever the final girl is? What's the weapon?
So really,
what's
we're just kind of talking out the setting and yeah. The okay.
We've
so
this
we
before.
Have we have weapon, we have villain, final girl, and setting.
And I added more.
Okay, and then so I just pick.
Yep.
All right.
You get to pick this time.
I get to pick. All right. So there's what did I pick? That.
That is the weapon.
All right, and then I'm gonna pick.
That's the villain.
Okay, and then I'm picking
your final girl
and
where it's taking place.
Okay,
all
so
right.
So let's open this up. You ready?
I'm ready. What do we got here?
We got chainsaw.
All right.
Oh, that's the weapon, right?
That's the weapon. Okay. That's the villain. The chainsaw is the villain.
All right, we got a chainsaw for a weapon. Ghostface.
Oh, okay.
Ghostface has a chainsaw.
Does he have a chainsaw or does the final girl have the chainsaw?
I don't know. We'll see. Dun, dun, dun. Come on, fingers work. Open,
jeez.
Open it up. Julie James. I know what you did last summer. So is that Jennifer Love Hewitt?
Yeah.
Okay.
It is. It is.
Well, and... We're in a closed-down amusement park.
All right. So Julie James is in a closed-down amusement park running from Ghostface.
Yeah.
And there is a chainsaw. Does Ghostface have the chainsaw? Is she going to win?
I don't know.
Does she have the chainsaw?
So
I don't know if she'd be able to use or really figure out how to use a chainsaw.
Closed-down amusement park. I feel yeah. like that it would be in the I Know What You Did Last Summer world, like a rundown dock area.
Oh, like
the town that they're fisherman town. Maybe it's like a ghost town now.
Right. Oh, okay. All right.
And so she goes back there.
And there's like a, on their wharf, there's like games and
yeah.
there was like an amusement little park.
So, sure. So we just got done talking about, so this is Scream and I Know What You Did Last Summer melded together.
It is.
And then like I don't know, Ghostface is Caesar. And then you think it's, he just pulls out his chainsaw. I don't know.
Do you think she would survive a ghost face with a chainsaw in an amusement park?
By herself? I don't think so.
I don't think she would either. I think Ghostface is like minding his own business. And then this bitch is like,
this bitch.
What do you want from me? And he's like, oh, I need to get rid of you just for that. Just for the twirl. And then,
yeah,
because I feel like that's all she does wherever she goes. She just... stops and then goes, what do you want from me?
Yeah.
And That's it.
Well, you know, I read up the reason why she did that. It was like a kid came in and directed that.
That makes a lot of sense.
They held a contest to where a kid could come in and direct a scene, and like that's what he wanted.
And the kid's like,
and it became one of the most iconic moments of the film. Love it or hate it.
You know, that scene in Sound of Music, do that.
But I think there's some good ideas here. I think having Ghostface in an amusement park is a really cool location.
I think that is too. Right? I think that he would have a lot of fun.
Oh,
he or she would have a lot of fun.
Because especially even if it's not closed down, if it's happening, because you could slip in and out, there'd be a lot of Ghostface in an amusement park.
Funhouse.
There's a cool location right there for our next
next Scream.
Yeah.
Ooh, that would be fun.
Or at least an opening, right? You open in an amusement park.
That would be cool.
You know, like how Scream 2 had the opening of like a movie theater with a lot of people.
Mm-hmm.
I mean, that would be a fun opening. You could do an amusement park opening. I'm game for that. That'd be a lot of cool fun.
That would be a lot of cool fun with Ghostface.
You could go into the, like if it's the in the world, house. Then you go into a big Ghostface haunted house.
Oh, yeah.
Ghostface rides. Everyone's operating that shit.
That's true. And then there's, you know, I think she would die, though, rather quickly. I think,
Though I do think, I don't know, a lot of the ghost faces, they're not very strong, most of them.
That's true.
So running around with a heavy-ass chainsaw.
I know. I don't think he has the chainsaw. I think that she's trying to work the chainsaw, and it's just she just can't get it. And it just sits there.
So it's just like, kind of a...
And then he just pushes her on it and then she dies.
Okay. All right, you pick the next one. She is so optimistic and happy today. I can't wait till the podcast ends to spend more time with her.
Oh, you love me.
Yeah.
Yeah.
Yeah,
you
well...
Do.
Okay,
you do. Okay.
You pick your things. Dun, dun, dun. The Exorcist trailer, sequel to the... It's kind of cool that there's two girls possessed for the new Exorcist.
Yeah.
I think the thing of their hearts beating simultaneously together is kind of cool.
Yeah. And you know, creepy kids are good when they're done right.
And they do look like they're doing a good job. And like one of the things, the plot from the first Exorcist and it bleeds into the second one is the evil entity that possesses her came from, I can't remember if it was Africa or India or Egypt, but the Exorcist starts with that priest or somebody out on an expedition, and they dig up a fossil or relics, and someone finds a little statue, evil statue.
Right.
I remember that. God, I have to watch it again. And that's where the evil entity came from. And somehow that statue got brought over. Yeah.
I wonder if weird things happened, because I know like weird things in filming happened in The Exorcist. Like someone died.
I don't even know
and,
that.
And like weird things were happening.
Huh.
Yeah. So I wonder if weird things happened on this one.
I doubt it.
Probably not. All right. We have Tommy Jarvis Part 6.
I love Tommy Jarvis. He's my man. He's going to say he's going to win right now.
In a car.
God, I feel like we got that one before.
Go ahead,
we gotta keep doing what we're doing. You can't go back
with Michael Myers.
Okay,
and an ice pick.
Okay. I automatically feel like they're not like against each other, that they're just driving to a location together.
Are they road tripping?
I think so. I think he's got to get to killing Jason, and he's got to get to killing Laurie, because Michael does drive across country, and Tommy Jarvis also does quite a bit of driving as well.
That's very true.
So I think they're carpooling to their movies.
I mean, gas is really expensive right now, so Tommy's like, hey, as long as you don't kill me with that ice pick,
yeah,
I'll be all right.
And so then there's this scene where, you know, they go to the gas station. Jarvis fills up. Michael Myers goes in there. He probably like kills the clerk, but he comes out with baggies of stuff.
Yeah, he's got
snacks. And so then they start going. And then there's a scene where Michael turns to him, raises the ice pick. He's like, what are you doing? And then he actually just like doing the ice because he's making them road drinks.
Oh, yeah. That's good. Yeah, I know. I think they have a fun buddy, you know, like road trip movie.
Yeah.
And then they stop by. Tommy's like, look, I got to stop by the roadside of cold shop. I got to pick up some things because he's a zombie now.
Yeah.
And you haven't fought him, but I have.
Yeah. Or we go completely, we do, okay, we could go Basic Instinct with this ice pick thing.
Okay.
So we could go Brokeback Mountain Basic Instinct to where Tommy Jarvis and Michael Myers have a forbidden love.
Ooh.
And so, because remember how Sharon Stone would kill people in the bed with the ice pick? So I think maybe Michael Myers and Tommy Jarvis are just going at it sexually, just making love. No, in a bed.
In a bed? Boy.
Yeah.
Okay.
Well, we can, the car can have like a bed that lays out. I don't know.
Okay.
And then maybe.
And then Tommy Jarvis is like, and.
Well, no, it's at the end where you.
Reaches completion.
Michael's like reaching for the ice pick as they're banging. And then it's like the ending of Basic Instinct where he doesn't kill Tommy.
Yeah, okay, because he likes him.
Yeah.
Yeah.
Do you want to go again? Or should I go again?
It's
or
your
you?
Turn. Okay. Go again.
All right, we'll do.
I like that no one got killed and they're just buds.
Yeah.
They're just
BFFs. You
got to
do that. Okay, I'll do another, and then maybe you can do another.
Okay.
And then we'll.
I like our game. It's
Stu's house.
All right.
We're at Stu's house from Scream. We got Gale Weathers.
Oh.
Well, she already has the upper hand there.
She does.
A baseball bat. Okay. I really hope this is from left field. Chucky. Okay. Gale Weathers wins. She knows her way around.
Gale's like, batter up, bitch.
I mean, I feel almost everybody wins over Chucky.
They do. They really do.
Like, she has the upper hand. She knows the house. She's been through some shit.
She just locks him up in the attic with, like,
yeah.
Stu's creepy other
I mean,
dolls
it's just
there.
Straight up, batter up, bitch.
Batter up, bitch.
He's like, you do. Bitch.
Gale Weathers. What kind of name is that?
I don't know. I don't know what that movie
ends quickly.
It does. Okay, you go.
All right.
Let's not dwell on it too long. That's all that is. Maybe he has his own little ghost face mask.
He's like.
But yeah. Well, it's kind of like guess who it is. Like in the whole movie, it's this little doll going around. Gee, Chucky, is it you?
He has bats to people's ankles. But not big bats. It's like a little tiny little baby bat.
Yeah. It's so
he's taking people out of the knees. Okay. We have a hospital.
All right.
The Fisherman and I Know What You Did Last Summer.
Okay. Hey, you wrote these down. You chose to write I Know What You Did Last Summers.
I did. Laurie Strode.
Okay.
And a gun.
Well, that just boils down to who has the gun. That's the winner.
All right. So Laura's in the hospital.
Okay. Now, which one? Because her character, there's a vast, like, from completely useless in one and two.
This is very true.
To H2O, she's
pretty badass.
Fairly capable badass. And then she's badass and damaged in the other ones. So which one are we talking about here? Because I feel like if she doesn't have the gun, she's in the she loses. If it's young Laurie Strode, she's going to lose to him.
I think okay.
He's a strong man. He knows how to kill, even without a gun.
This is very true.
And then if it's adult Laurie, I think she has a chance. I really do think that if you take this killer, he's pretty strong.
He is.
Yeah.
And if you take him off the boat.
Yeah, you take him off the boat, you put him a one-on-one with someone. I don't know.
Maybe
I think
they're both in the hospital.
Yeah.
They're older now.
Okay.
They're both in the hospital, and he's like, I tried to kill you.
This is dumb.
I know it is. I'm so sorry.
This is a dumb one. No. I think...
Young Laurie would die real quick. Even with a gun, she wouldn't be able to figure it out, and she'd start shooting. And be like, It would be like... Halloween Kills. She just shoots and nothing, it all misses him. And then he just is like,
yeah. I think when they're both older or at their peak or whatever, I think it's an equal match.
I really do
think it's who gets the gun. That's going to be
on the hospital floor wrestling.
Yeah, I mean, I think they could have a really good fight for sure. They could beat the shit out of each other.
I think so too. And whoever ends up with the gun wins.
Yep.
I think older Laurie would win.
Yeah.
Younger Laurie would die.
Yeah, for sure.
Because if she's in the hospital, she's just like, no, don't. She just hid in a corner in the first one, like, with her things.
Yep.
Yeah. I think that's what would happen.
Cool.
And then he'd be like, and no one really understands my motivation or what I'm doing, but I killed her.
So what we got out of this podcast is you love John Kramer. You love the recent Halloween movies.
Yes, I love them.
You love the latest Nightmare on Elm Street we had.
Mm-hmm.
You love everything Walking Dead.
I do love everything.
You love video
love
games.
Everything. I love all of that stuff. Yeah. I do. Yeah.
Yeah. So cool.
Are there any trailers that you're waiting to see?
Saw 10. I'm curious.
Besides Saw 10.
That I'm waiting to see?
Yeah. Or that you know are coming?
Off the top of my head, no. I mean, I would love to get something for the Friday the 13th TV series. Oh, Writer's Strike. I bet they're not even moving forward currently with it.
That's right.
Writer's Strike is screwing shit up. Just give them money. Just give them better stuff so we can get some movies and shit going.
We can get some fun stuff.
Trailers?
So,
I don't know. What's on the horizon?
I don't know. What do you think about the Nun 2 trailer?
I think it looks like there's some fun stuff in there, but I remember the original Nun wasn't that good.
Yeah, it wasn't as good.
I'm hoping it's better. I'll still see it. I'm not holding my breath.
No.
For sure.
So what movie franchises do you want them to stop? And what is one that you want to see come back?
One that I know is coming back that I heard that I don't want to come back is the Return of the Living Dead.
Right.
Because I read that they're doing that and they got like 3 planned. And I'm like, oh, don't touch that.
That's like a one that you just
like
can't.
You can get, 'cause they continued making some really bad sequels in Sci-Fi Channel. So, I don't know. I want to see Friday the 13th come back with more films.
Mm-hmm.
And, as a TV series. I want to see more Nightmare on Elm Street.
Aren't they remaking Witchboard?
Yes, that. I'm excited for that. That looks cool.
Mm-hmm.
That trailer came out. And that is the director of Nightmare on Elm Street 3, Dream Warriors. So this guy's coming back to horror, an older feller.
Yeah,
to do
be
horror again. And Witchboard is... one of my low-key favorite horrors.
You have that at,
I do have some Witchboard tattoos.
Yeah.
I don't think you've seen the second one, but the first one's a lot of fun. I liked it.
The first one was a lot of fun.
I don't know. What about you? I mean, I would love to see more Faculty.
Oh my God. Yeah. Can we get a Faculty like legacy characters? So we can get some Josh Hartnett up in this bitch.
I would love to see the Faculty come back.
Some Elijah
I'd
Wood.
Love to see Robert Rodriguez direct it too.
Yes.
I think that would be a great grand time.
That would be so much fun. I would love to see legacy characters coming back.
After we just got done saying I think we're sick of legacy characters.
But if
know
it's
what
Josh
it is, maybe
Hartnett,
it's
I mean...
just I don't give a shit about The Exorcist. Maybe you can keep doing legacy characters. Because thinking about it, Friday the 13th, yeah, bring back Tommy Jarvis, bring back the chick from 2. I want to see that. It's just I don't like The Exorcist. Okay.
Oh,
I just,
so I just you work... don't like things now. No.
Yes. Yeah, I just worked that out in my head.
Now that we've talked it out, it's okay.
Yeah. I don't know. What about you?
I don't know. Let's look at the wall.
I'm looking
movies.
At the wall of VHS.
Yeah.
The thing I would love for that to come back. John Carpenter teased that he has an idea for The Thing. And I do have a good idea. I have a cool way that they could make a sequel. I think it would be a lot of fun. Is where it's really simple. It's just Kurt Russell's character's son is going to the Arctic to find out what happened to his dad all these years ago, get some kind of closure. But it's actually played by his son.
Yeah.
What's his son's name?
Is it Owen? No.
I don't think so. But he was in like the...
He's kind of got a douchey face, right?
Yeah.
He looks like a douche.
He can grow a beard and he can come back.
Blonde.
Yeah.
Yeah, I can't remember his name though.
And maybe it's just like an abandoned post and he sees his dad and the other character, the black guy.
Right.
He finds them
frozen.
Maybe they dig and they find them both frozen. And that's how it starts. Then they defrost.
Ooh.
Yeah.
That would be a lot of fun.
And then what you could do is you put his dad's face on the big bad creature. And it's his dad's face.
That would be fun. And you know, you had me watch the prequel.
Yeah.
Which I liked the premise of. I like knowing like how it you know, how it started.
Mm.
But I definitely didn't agree with, like, practical effects with that is, like, what you need to do, and that stupid CGI, like, for them to do all that and then go, oh, you know, we're just going to throw a bunch of shitty CGI over it, sucks.
Yeah, well, also what they did with the prequel was they, like, went through the same beats that they did with the other film, which doesn't make sense in canon.
Right.
Like, they go through the same things.
Right.
And then the other one happens and they go through the same things.
Right.
There was some cool stuff, but overall it was kind of disappointing for me.
It was interesting to see the like how it started.
Yeah.
But yeah, I would that would be fun. I like your idea.
Like that's my pitch.
That's your pitch.
That's my pitch. Have all his right, son go back and he finds those bodies.
That would be fun.
You get young Kurt Russell in it. But it's just alienized.
Yeah.
Dead air. We got dead air, people.
We do got dead air. You know, I want to see more vampire movies, but not shitty like, I want real vampire lit. That's scary. Not like,
I mean, we saw Renfield.
We did see Renfield.
That was more like a comic book. That to me, that seemed like a superhero movie. Like, if that would have been fucking Morbius, it would have been awesome. Because Renfield was just on the cusp of being a superhero film.
Right.
It was more of an action comedy to me than a horror at all.
Oh, for sure.
Nicolas Cage was amazing as
he was so funny.
As him. So we are getting more that stuff because we have that one, the ship we talked about, The Last Voyage of Demeter, where there's going to be vampires.
Like, I want to see some creepy, badass vampires. Mm-hmm. Ooh, Forsaken. Let's remake a Forsaken.
Well, someone needs to, and maybe I'll just do it. The 13 Bullets, a book series needs to
oh
become.
Oh my God.
Or it needs to become a series.
Yes.
Werewolves. I'd love to see more werewolves.
We haven't seen those in a while either.
Mm-hmm.
Like, some good ones.
We just need new underworld movies, vampires and werewolves.
That's true.
Yeah.
Yeah.
That'd be one to do for a podcast. Watch the Underworlds.
I haven't watched those in a while, so yeah.
Well, anyways, let's all wrap right. this bitch up.
All right. So our Bloody Marys, our Bloody Marys are dead.
Yeah, mine actually is. I killed it.
I had vodka, so.
All right. Catch you later. She had vodka. This is going to be great.
Bye-bye.
The Bloody Marys.